We've got fire, so it should never be a tie.
That's right.
That's, well, that rhymes, sort of. Kind of rhymes, but we'll close really enough to a rhyme. Welcome, everyone. It is Hypothetical RL, and we're doing another one of these, I like to call them March Madness, but we're in April now. So it's a, what would you call this? It's kind of like a bracket. There you go. We'll call it a bracket. So I'm joined by some of the alumni of, what am I going to call you guys? Some of the regular guests, I suppose. I don't know why I can't pull up your, where is it? I'm trying to pull up where who's in the meeting. I can't see you all anymore. For some reason, I have to stop sharing so I can see you. Oh, there we are. Okay, so we've got Richard. We've got Guy, we've got John, and we've got Jay. So it's five of us, including me. So it means that when we have a vote, we shouldn't have a tie, as we just said before. And I'm hoping that we get some interesting votes happening. So just to let you all out there know, what we're going to do is we've got 16 former teams that don't exist anymore. Well, don't exist as standalone clubs, at least in some cases. And what we're going to do is we're going to say, which one do we think, you know, we miss the most, that we wish was still around, that sort of thing. So it's a popularity contest at the end of the day. And let's see who's the most popular of these 16 who we've got left. So I've got an online little wheel that we're going to spin. Just bear in mind that I am being as tech savvy as I can, which is not great. Which screen do we want? We want... Oh, God, I don't know what screen I want now. Hold on, give me a sec. All right, no, that's the one I want. Okay, all right. Just, this is not very professional. I'm definitely getting out of being able to run these. I'm so used to doing them for so long, and I do them every week, and now I'm doing them once a month, and it's kind of maybe the quality of my hosting's not getting any better. So yes, let's not tell you all out there who the teams are, because you know we'll go through them one by one. I'm just going to spin the wheel twice and we'll pull out two names, and then I'm going to ask one of these guys, or maybe myself, to plead the case of why they should win out of the two. And so we'll hit the little spin thing. I don't know if that noise is going to come through or not. Hopefully it does. Our first one is Cumberland, or Central Cumberland. And our second one will be... It is Newcastle from 1908 to 1909. It's a battle of the a battle of the two from the very start of the competition. So, or close to the very start of the competition. Does anyone else want to talk about Cumberland? Because I suppose I'll have to, because they're kind of like the precursor to Parramatta. No,
go for it, mate.
Go Good. For it,
Cumberland. So. We've got teams in suburbs, you know, but do we have a team that encompasses all of the Cumberland Plain? We don't have one. And so I think that, you know, even though we've got Parramatta and we've got Penrith and we've got the West Tigers and Canterbury, I suppose, is in that thing, and even Wests, you know, the old Wests are in there. I just think that if we could have a team just to unite us all behind one flag, and, you know, like... Even though we can also have our own teams, we can have this one team that everyone loves. And I think that's what Cumberland's going to give us. So that's my case for Cumberland, and it's probably very weak, but that's what we've got. who wants Newcastle 1908 to 1909, who left the comp anyway under their own accord?
Oh, I'll have a crack.
Okay, cool.
Great jersey. Love the red and white stripes. Also, I think that Newcastle derby, like the whole derby in the UK, would be great.
Ooh, yeah.
Although the rabid Newcastle Knights fans would probably not allow the other Newcastle club to take any shape, as we saw during the Super League War. But yeah, I think a nice derby in the central northern coast of New South Wales would be great.
Yeah, I like
Someone
it.
Else, please jump in.
No, well, look, these could be two of the weakest cases for being readmitted that there would be. There's a couple others that maybe aren't too strong, but these ones aren't very strong. So, Yeah, this is the thing you get with a bracket. It's all random, so we're going to get to a vote. All right, I might jump in first and say, well, I'm going to vote for Cumberland because they're my team, basically. So there's one for Cumberland.
Can I just qualify or ask something, Dave? What are the extremities that the Cumberland region covers? I know you mentioned a few clubs there, but where does it go from north, south, east to west, roughly?
So Cumberland, okay, so Cumberland as a club, realistically, was just whoever couldn't fit into the Western Suburbs team. I believe that if you want to treat Cumberland, because obviously the west of Sydney is all what they call the Cumberland Plain, so I think you're talking about Parramatta up to the foot of the mountains, going up north, you'd probably say, where would you go up to? Maybe, I don't think you'd go right up to Wiseman's Ferry, but you'd go up a fair way up the Hawkesbury, and then down south you'd be talking about all of Campbelltown. So, yeah, I feel like it's anywhere where you've got West Tigers, part of Penrith, Parramatta, and that sort of old North Sydney area that's not really being used. That'd all be Cumberland to me.
Oh, great, mate. I want to lodge a vote for Cumberland if I can now.
Yeah.
Because I think that that's a great catchment. Newcastle have already got their team up there now, reborn. And Cumberland encompasses Campbelltown, which I think is criminally underutilised by the Tigers at the moment.
Well, they could play out of like seven stadiums because they're such a big area. So it's yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Even though I spoke for Newcastle, I'm going to vote for Cumberland as well for those reasons.
They're already up, so let's see what the other two say, but we could end up with our first clean sweep.
My hope is that the Hunter Mariners get up later, so that it'd be my other Newcastle.
Fair enough.
I vote for Cumberland as well, so if it helps weaken all those other clubs you talked about, that's a good thing too.
Fair enough.
No, I was going to vote for Newcastle because I thought the name Rebels was cooler than the Mariners, and that would just be a much better derby. So I was going to go for the Newcastle Rebels.
Yeah, that's right, because they were called the Rebels.
So I thought that was a better one than Cumberland, who basically are they were reborn as Parramatta, so they will just re-enter the competition as Parramatta.
Yeah, but look, if it's Cumberland and Parramatta, it gives me two chances to win every season, so two chances to be upset.
Two chances to be disappointed.
No, you can't support the local. They'll be like your local enemy. They'll be like the most hated team.
Oh, maybe.
They're in your colours, in your area, in your stadium, in your... no way.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. I suppose that's fair enough.
I think you're signing your own death warrant.
And it wouldn't be a podcast with you, with an Englishman, without him being contrary, just for the sake of it.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to just go into the spreadsheet and I'm going to type in Cumberland because they got through.
While you're doing that, Dave, what were their nickname? What do you think it should be? Should it be the Cumberland Throws or the Cumberland something?
They were the fruit pickers.
Sausages.
And I just want to see Ray Price on the badge. You know, just go with that. They're probably the fruit pickers, aren't they? Isn't that what they were?
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if there's a lot of fruit being picked in Cumberland anymore.
Not anymore, no.
No.
No. It was all farmland back then.
I mean, I could be really controversial and call them a lot of different things, but then I'm just making fun of the area I live in, so I might just hold off on all that.
What about Greater Western Cumberland and knock the Giants off?
Greater Western Cumberland. Well, they could be called the Giants as well. It's a giant area. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's spin the wheel again. Let's see what we come up with. So our next one, I don't know if that noise is going to come through, but geez, I hope it does, because it... Oh, okay, so our first one is Newtown. And our second one... This is going to be interesting. We've got... Oh, North Sydney. Oh, no. The two to come up together. God. All right. I spoke last time, and maybe we'll just get someone else to speak for over Newtown. I'm assuming Jay.
You have a Newtown fan right here.
Yeah.
The Jets. My first love. As a 4-year-old, apparently, I jumped on Newtown as being my team. Went through the misery of the 70s of them running last nearly every year. 81 remains my favourite year of football ever, even though they lost the grand final. when they got kicked out, broke my heart. Then they've reinvented themselves in the second grade, and they've basically carried that reserve grade to be something of importance, aligning with NRL clubs along the way. The number of players, when you go through the NRL teams today who have come through and played for Newtown somewhere, the way they've reconnected with their community, you know, to get your 3,000 to 8,000 to every standalone reserve grade game is something quite impressive. They deserve to be back there.
It's pretty impressive when they get the same crowd at every home game as well.
Exactly. Whether I turn up or not.
I know. It's amazing how they can do that. All right. Who wants to talk for North Sydney? I mean, I can't.
Well, being in North Sydney, I lived in the North Sydney district for 13 years, and I really just, I do love the black and the red and the Bears, and I think that they definitely, I think that Newtown have got their thing, right? They've got their vibe, they've got their beer and footy festival, and it works on that level. They have that supporter base because they're not in the main, because they're not in the big time. That's Newtown's one of those areas where people will go and watch reserve grade football because it is something that's a little bit alternative and a little bit different. And that's why the Bears could be a team to come back. Not in North Sydney, because I don't think that's a good area, but I think that they should be the expansion team either for Perth or, you know, somewhere else. So, yeah, I think the Bears should be the ones that come back, just not in Sydney.
Okay, that's a good case. Yeah, this one's going to be really tough. Are we presuming that the two people spoke for those clubs are going to vote for what they spoke for?
I'm definitely voting for my beloved Jets.
Yeah. What about you, Richard? Are you going to vote for Norths, or you want to change?
I'm voting for the Bears, absolutely. I'm voting for the Bears.
100%. Okay. How about Guy? What are you thinking?
Mate, two clubs I actually love and respect in various ways, both sunk in different ways. But I'm going to go for Newtown. I love the Jets. I love the, you know, love going to those games there. And I feel as though they've handled their omission from the comp with far more grace than I won't say grace, but the Bears. The Bears just want to be anybody's at the moment. They're like, if there was a Simpsons character for all these teams, I think the Bears would be Mrs. Krabappel, who's chasing everyone, but no one wants her. They want to attach themselves to everything. And, you know, Greg Florimo dishing out his business cards everywhere, trying to get a start. Look, all jokes aside, they are both great clubs, but I'm going the Jets.
Okay. All right. I'll vote last because it might be tight, but it might not be tight. What do you reckon, John?
I'm going to go Bears. I'm not sort of old enough to really remember the Jets playing, but I remember the Bears in the late 80s, early 90s. Always loved that last jersey they had, Citibank jersey, whatever it was. That was unreal. I'm not a Sydney sider, so I don't really have a strong bond to either, but just because I remember the Bears, I'm going to go the Bears.
Okay, all right. So I was thinking that was what was going to happen. So it's going to be me to make the decision. I'm old enough to have seen Newtown play, but only just. So, you know, and I've obviously watched my team beat them in a grand final, so that's obviously a good thing. So if they came back, then we have someone we could beat. Yeah, look, I take the point about North Sydney and, you know, they will haul themselves out to anyone they possibly can. And I do like the way that Newtown have really come back into it and been that reserve grade team. So that's kind of a real positive. But I just think there's something about the way that North Sydney were basically taken out by the rival. That's kind of a bit sour taste. And I like to make fun of Flo, but I think of both of them, I think I'd rather see North Sydney back. I think I like North Sydney a bit more than Newtown. I don't know what it is. I always like Norths. There was like this kind of idea of clubs that I liked and didn't like in the 90s, and Norths was one of the ones I liked. So I'm going to put North Sydney through. And I'm really sorry, Jay. it's a tough choice. That's why I wanted everyone to go first, because I thought if it was 3-1, then at least I could just vote for the other one. But Yeah, I had to make a decision. All right, so we'll chuck Norths in.
I would like to say the Newtown Paramount jersey, the classic, is probably one of the coolest looking rugby league jerseys of all time.
Yeah. I accidentally clicked the button because I was going back to it. So our next one in is the Western Reds, or the Perth Reds, depending on how we want to call them. After that, so against the Western Reds, we're going to have... Oh, the South Queensland Crushers. So the 295 buddies. That is an interesting one. I don't know who... Western Reds, we don't really have a Western Reds fan here. Anyone want to kind of jump in for them?
I'll give it a go if you want, Dave. Sorry to jump in. No, so I remember back in 95 when the league expanded to by four extra teams. It was true expansion, so it went to the extremities of Australia and into New Zealand, and the Western Reds were one of those teams going out to Perth. And I thought it was really cool that the game was going truly national at that time. It was a really exciting time for the league, I thought, even though it sort of fell in a bit of a heap beyond that. But for the reason of true expansion and having a true national presence, I'm going for the Western Reds.
Okay, that's good. South Queensland.
Oh, and the jersey. Yeah. And the jersey, sorry. Oh. I think Newtown is on point, but the Reds jersey is one of the best designs, I think, going around.
It's the original pretty good. One. It's pretty good. Yeah. There's one jersey out there that's it's also quite good because they stole colours from someone else. And they might be this team that we're talking about next. I'm happy to talk for the Crushers if no one else wants to.
Yeah, I'm a Queenslander, but I'm happy for you.
Oh, no, Queenslander. You can do it.
Look, a proper Brisbane rivalry would be great. The Dolphins, they're not from Brisbane, they're from Redcliffe, doesn't count as a Brisbane team at all. Back in the day, the Crushers, I know I was probably the only fan there some games, but the old Lang Park was great. They did bring something to the comp, I feel. I love the Crushers. They were my team at the time. So I'd love to see them come back, even though I do, you know, in reality, I can see what wouldn't happen. But
oh yeah, but look, you know, if you've got a club whose mascot is a train, steam train, like that is better. That is better than a kangaroo. I mean,
it is.
You got to put it that way. I mean, the Crushers were so deeply unpopular in the 90s when they were actually a club. And the turnaround that happened, and I don't know when it happened, but there was a point there where everyone loved the Crushers again. And it was just like people who were saying they loved the Crushers never saw them play and weren't even probably alive when they were around. But there was this weird underground movement for the Crushers. And I feel like it's just because... that jersey with the kind of, I mean, it's got specifically Aztec gold. You know what I mean? Like, is it navy blue and Aztec gold or something and red?
Yeah,
yeah.
But there's also, like, I was pre-Broncos. Hmm. I'm still am a Raiders fan. But I went for the Raiders mainly because of all the Queensland players they had. But I hated the Broncos when they came. And a lot of Queensland fans did hate the Broncos when they came in. I think because they killed the old Queensland comp. Mm. And so when the Crushers came in, people like me were like, yes, now we've actually got a Queensland team, a Brisbane team I can support.
Yeah, and they were run by the QRL and everything. So they were the Queensland.
And they were run by the QRL.
Yeah. So that makes perfect sense.
And without them, we wouldn't have the Falcon today.
That's right. I mean, who else would do that? You know, the funniest thing about that Falcon is if you watch that footage, it's a game against Parramatta. And then what happens is Dallas Weston from Parramatta runs through after it hits him in the head and knocks on. So the Crushers get the ball back from that point, from that play. Because that's how tragic Parramatta were at the time.
And the Crushers beat Parramatta. I went to a game where the Crushers beat Parramatta, and that was great.
Yep.
And there was a fight in the crowd afterwards.
Of course there was.
and back to mascots. The best mascot that the Crushers had was the Sunny Queen Egg. And if Mark Honan was standing next to the Sunny Queen Egg, you couldn't actually tell which was which.
That's good. I like that.
The Crushers, one of their strengths, because they didn't have money, was that they developed young players, and they were very much trying to develop young players. And they actually had some very good young players on their book when the club folded. And they actually weren't... They had a lot of potential. And I think if they'd been given a bit of money and given a license, I think they actually could have been a genuine, proper, home-developed Queensland club to rival the Broncos if they were given a little bit more time. And I think that was they were hard done by, because they were obviously on the wrong side. But they had like Schavosky and a bunch of other players there. Gilmeister was old, but they had some youngsters coming through that were just fantastic. And
Scotty Sattler was in their team too, or something.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, yeah. Not a bad team.
Danny Nutley.
Yep.
I love Danny Nutley. Yep. Chris McKenna.
No, of course,
Chris McKenna. Really did have some great players. Jeremy Smith.
Yeah. The issue they had is that the competition was being spread so thin at the time too, because we went from 16 to 20. And then Super League happens as well, and all of a sudden there's more clubs because, you know, there's a couple other ones get joined, and they just never really had a chance. I think without Super League they might have had a chance, but, you know, I think some people would say that part them existing was part of the reason Super League happened. So, you know.
Yeah.
Chris Flannery was in their development system.
That's right, yeah,
he went down to the Roosters and had a good career there, so, yeah.
Yeah, so they could have been really good. I mean, we've waxed so lyrical about the Crushers. I don't know if I can vote for anyone else, so I'm going to have to go Crushers. anyone else want to jump in? Yep.
It's too hard, this one. Can't we throw out Cumberland and bring
No, no, it's the way this bracket works. You can't throw Cumberland out.
Honestly, the Western Reds is the team that I'll probably want back first in any expansion thing, but...
Yeah,
I went on about the Crushers.
I'm going to go Western Reds because I do want them back as an expansion, genuinely. So I'm going to vote for them because I genuinely want them back.
That's right. I'll be the only one who wants to vote for the Crushers, but I feel like I had to do it. All right, next two. So first one is... First one is the... Is it going to stop? Yep. Western Suburbs Magpies. This is going to be funny if Balmain comes up.
Oh, please be Balmain.
Oh my God, yes! I love this so much. West against Balmain. Which one survives?
Neither of them. Kick them both out. Bring back the Crushers.
Okay, so I talked for... Well, actually, I didn't talk for the Crushers, did I? Okay, we had West first. Who wants to talk for West? Don't all throw your hands up at once, guys.
I'll have a go. Yeah, okay. I'll go. I'm going... Both had cracking jerseys, so if we go back to the jersey angle, but I think the Masters and Holmes... Victor jersey gets it for me for the Magpies. And I think in the current JV, I think they are seen or viewed as mainly the Tigers versus the Magpies. So on the premise of that, I think that we should be bringing back the Magpies because, I think the team is currently more seen as Tigers than the Magpies. So that's where I'm going with this.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. I mean, I could talk for Balmain, or does someone else want to do Balmain?
No, go for it.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm doing this for my pop, because that was his team. So Balmain is a club that has, you know, I mean, West's got a long history. Balmain's got just as long a history. Balmain was a successful club for a long time. Balmain's got many more premierships. You know, lots of stars. You know, you got to look back to '69 and Artie Beetson, and, you know, you look at, you know, look around the league, and they came so close in the 80s, and I wanted another chance for them to win, not as the West Tigers, but as Balmain. So it gives them a chance to do that. And could you imagine the scenes, Balmain coming back in and defeating, you know, well, basically defeating the West Tigers, who are them anyway? It'd be pandemonium. But, you know, like, imagine the scenes of Benny Elias and Ciro and Blocker and everything getting to see the Balmain Tigers win again, or win, you know, in their lifetime. You know, they might be a little bit hemmed in there in the harbour, but, you know, the way that things work nowadays, you don't have to have teams in different places. They could go and play games in all different states. If Western Reds don't get up, they can go play in Western Australia. They could play in the Central Coast. They can play wherever. They do that now anyway. So, I mean, that jersey of theirs, as long as it hasn't got the purple in it, not that shit one they had, but the really good one. yeah, look, I think they have as much right as anyone else, and I think they've got a long and proud history, and they really should be back in. I don't know what else to say for Balmain, because I'll still vote for him. I think West is probably a better one, but I'm going to vote for Balmain just because of the family connection.
I would like to see West replace the West Tigers and have the West Tigers fold, and then have Balmain go to reserve grade because Leichhardt deserves to be there, and then the Western Suburbs can take over the whole Campbelltown area and actually properly do it. So I'm going to vote for Wests.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for West solely on the back of they more or less invented the hatred of Manly, and I have that to thank them for.
Fair enough. I think that means...
I've gone for West. I did prefer Balmain as a team, but my wife's father was a West tragic, buried in his West jersey. So for the family connection on my side, I'm going for West.
Okay. Well, it's going to be West, so we'll leave it at that. Okay, let's spin it again. We're getting down now. Not too many left in the first round. First one. I wonder if we can speak for the Adelaide Rams. So the Adelaide Rams. And let's see what they come up against.
If it's the Dragons or...
Oh, the Hunter Mariners.
Oh,
so two Super League clubs, both invented in the same time, and pretty much both went back at the same time. You got one more year at Adelaide. All right, Guy, here's your soapbox.
Here I go, plead my case. When this list pool came out, the 16, and let's not talk about the historical 1908 teams, but the ones more recent, is that the two that struck me that didn't leave under financial strains or concerns or, you know, collapses were actually these two clubs, like the Hunter Mariners, who were brought in as part of the Super League, of course, and only were given the one season, and the Rams were brought in Super League as well, got given a go in 98, and then part of the criteria, and we all remember the criteria, I'm pretty sure, is that they were culled. And I don't think the Adelaide Rams were given a true chance to succeed, given, you know, the false start of Super League in 96, when they Super League was reborn in 97. They basically had a matter of, you know, 6 to 8 weeks to put together a side amongst 22 in the two competitions. And then rolling into 98, when you had a 20-team comp, again, you had lots of players dispersed across the country, and then culled because of the criteria. So for a true national presence in the National Rugby League, I can't go past Adelaide. Yes, I'm biased and I live here these days, but Adelaide Rams would be my pick and will remain my pick throughout this competition.
Okay, yep, that's a strong case. Someone's got to talk for the Hunter Mariners.
I will.
Okay.
I first came to Australia in 95. My first full year of watching rugby league was 1997, and I watched both competitions. And in the Super League, the Hunter Mariners were probably my favourite team. They were not very good in the actual comp, but they were really good in that World Club Challenge. And they had a fantastic set of players, and Robbie Ross and Brett Camorley and Scott Hill and a bunch of others, and they got through that World Club Challenge final, and they were really quite a good team to watch. Their colours were, no, that's the bit, no good. And their stadium was no good, but they had a great cheer squad, the Shipshapes. And I think a genuine Newcastle derby, especially with the really good guy, bad guy personality that you could get out of that, with the Mariners being the team that everybody loves to hate, or even just outright just hates, which would be fantastic. So I think, that's my case for the Hunter Mariners.
Okay. Interesting thing on the Hunter Mariners is the podcast episode that has the most listens of mine is the one where I've got Andy from Rebel League Digest talking about trying to keep the Hunter Mariners. So obviously there's interest there in the Hunter Mariners, because it can't just be his wonderful voice that they're listening to. It's all
me
about
and
Hunter
Andy.
Mariners. Yeah. So, look, I think the Hunter Mariners could have been saved and become the Central Coast Mariners before the soccer team was the Central Coast Mariners. So I actually think that's a massive lost opportunity. But realistically, I think Adelaide is the bigger lost opportunity. So I voted go to Adelaide. How else are we going? How are we going with these ones, guys?
Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Like them both. I watched both Super League and ARL at the time, but if Hunter had gone to the Central Coast, that would have made sense.
It makes perfect sense, but they didn't even think about it. They just went, "No, let's just get rid of them."
Yeah, but
I think there was protection of more established clubs. That was the main reason why the Mariners just went. It was just like, "Well, this is an easy one to kick to the curb."
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
That's hatred from a lot of Newcastle for them as well.
And I think that the team that they really wanted to put on the Central Coast was the Bears. It just never kind of got together. That was where they were really the Central Coast was really they were it was the Bears they wanted to put there, not the Mariners. So it made sense to boot the Mariners, and my vote actually goes to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Even though I spoke for the Mariners and I had a soft spot for them, I have to vote Adelaide because I want a genuine national comp.
The Central Coast marinating Bears.
Well, I'll vote for Adelaide as well because Ram, what a great logo.
Oh,
would make Newcastle have to get a new jumper. And we could bring back Chubby Checker to sing for the game.
Yeah. Well, the current Newcastle jersey they're wearing is pretty much the Adelaide.
It is,
that's right, yeah. Isn't it? What? Yeah. Except the Rams didn't have that green blancmange vomit sickle over the NIB logo.
Oh, the LAB. They're never going to live that NIB one down, are they? It's so bad. Oh, all right. Okay. All right. We probably should move on, but look, it's going to be for sure. It's going to be Adelaide. I've already typed them in. All right. So let's move on to the next one. We've got click the little button again. University, that great club that did so much. Up against. If this is going to be, this is going to be who I think it's going to be, isn't it? Yep. Okay, it's University versus Annandale. I tell you, we've still got St. George and Illawarra there. That's going to be great. I don't know if I can speak for either of these two. I don't really know much about either of them. Does anyone have a go at University?
You've got to give the battling students something to do. But a club with a history of losing so often, everyone's got to want them back, don't they? So then someone else is going to run last. Like the Tigers won't have the spoon 3 years in a row. Parramatta won't have all those spoons. It's going to be University, the perennial losers. And how could you not want a team in there that ensures your team a win?
Yeah, I suppose, but someone's going to make the case for Annandale and they might make exactly the same case.
Well, University have exactly almost identical colours to Cumberland, so they need to, I think they might be have to be excluded on that basis alone. Yellow and blue hoops. So, but Annandale then have the colours of the Brisbane Broncos. So if they come back in, would Brisbane be forced to change their colours?
Yeah.
Well, they'll be first.
I suppose. Well, they're there first, yeah. And it's not exactly the same maroon. It's kind of a, I suppose it is sort of a.
Brisbane same. Can go back to that beautiful teal one they had that time.
Oh god, the teal and the that teal one. Oh my god, that's disgusting. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen. That the first time I ever played it when they played Manly, and they played in that one that had the like blue and teal and whatever it was, like it was almost checkerboard thing. And oh, I don't think anyone will ever forgive them for wearing that jersey. That was so bad. All right.
Who wants anything that represents teal? It's the teal movement and politics these days.
Well, there you go.
It's just all yuck, isn't it?
Exactly.
So we're saying that if Annandale wore teal, we'd all vote for them in this one.
Get up and get them in.
All right. Look, I have no idea, and it's just a flip of the coin. I'm just going to say Annandale because it's not a university.
Well, I'll stick with university.
All right.
University, the after-match piss-ups would be great.
Fair enough.
No, university stinks of rugby union to me, and on that basis alone, they need to just go. Annandale.
Okay. So we've got one more to vote. Do we?
That's me, I think.
Yeah.
Deciding. Yeah, Annandale, because I like Annandale Hotel.
They can be sponsored by the Annandale Hotel. There you go. All right, they're back. Well, not back yet, but they're back in. They're still in with a chance. All right. Now, if we don't get St. George Illawarra here, I'm going to be very disappointed. But yeah, let's see what happens. All right. So we get Glebe. It's going to stop. Yep, Glebe. Okay. Come on, Chargers. Oh, what a shame. Anyway, so we've got Glebe and St. George. So, look, I don't know who can. Does anyone really care about Glebe that much?
Dirty Reds. What a brilliant nickname that is. That's just on that alone, they should be back in.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, look, I think of the two of them, if it's between Glebe and a standalone St. George, I mean, who doesn't love the Dirty Reds? I'd have to go Glebe as well, only because I don't like St. George. So that's just, I think I only like half that merger, and it's not the St. George side. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say anything else about Glebe. Does anyone? I mean, Guy, you're a St. George Illawarra fan. Do you want to stick up for St. George?
Yeah, originally a St. George Dragons fan, born and bred. They're of course going to be my pick in this. But the thing that always I found curious about St. George Dragons is, well, you got St. George, which is the knight that wants to slay the dragons and historically did, or in legend. And you got the dragon that wants to kill the knight. So this club was built on trying to kill itself, and it has notoriously done that throughout my lifetime. And as much as it frustrates, they frustrated the hell out of me, I love them to bits. So they do have a history, coming in 1921, the 11 comps in a row, historically, well before I was born. The Big Red V, one of the biggest brands in Australian sports. So that's where I'm going. It's the Dragons.
Cool. All right. Yeah. All right. I'm just doing a protest vote for Glebe. So... And everyone knows who is this podcast that I love Glebe for some reason. So, yeah, that's my vote.
Glebe were the big team in the Metropolitan Cup before they became the New South Wales Rugby League, back before, in the early part of the 20th century. They were the powerhouse club. And they came in and they were runners-up four times, and a lot of their players had to go on kangaroo tours, which is why they didn't really do well at the back end of the season, because they had to get on the ship and go overseas. And they got screwed around a lot. And then when it came to a vote, they let the other clubs, on who was being readmitted or who was going to be admitted. And I think Glebe had one bad season and all the other clubs went, yeah, kick them out. And they, knowing that they were a powerhouse, they were stabbed in the back. In very much the same way as like the Super League clubs did with Toronto Wolfpack. It was very much that kind of the other clubs in the league just stabbed them in the back. And on that basis alone, I think Glebe should be the ones come back in, because I just think they were hard done by.
Fair enough.
I'm voting Glebe as well.
Oh, jeez. I thought I was just protest voting, but I actually voted with the majority.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, that's all right. Well, we've already got our winner. So our last two are Illawarra and the Gold Coast Crushers, Chargers, Giants, Seagulls, Gladiators, whatever the hell they're going to call themselves. Wish we had Steve Mascot here for Illawarra, because I know he's a huge Illawarra fan, but we don't. So someone else is going to have to talk for Illawarra.
I can if you want.
Yeah, give it a try.
No, I'll give it a crack. Look, 1982 brought in. We're only in the comp, I think, for 99, so it's like 17 or 18 years. They produced a lot of the juniors that went on to play for the Dragons before they came into the comp. Great junior nursery, one of the best grounds going around for scenery by the Wollongong Ocean, as Fatty called it. Steel City, so twin city to Newcastle. A cracking jersey, the scarlet and the white. Illawarra, they've got a lot to offer in this cause, and I think if they were better financially managed, they might have remained a standalone team. But they, for whatever reason, they just fell on their ass when it came to money. But Illawarra, a worthy contender in this.
Yeah, definitely. They never really felt like, apart from that early 90s when they got to this couple of prelims, they never really felt like they were ever going to trouble anyone in the competition. But I think everyone has a soft spot for Illawarra. And one of the bad things that happened is that they got classified as being part of Sydney. That's why I think that when that criteria came up, I think if they were seen as a regional point, seen as an important region, like Newcastle was seen, then they probably would have survived. But yeah, it's just they had to be one of the 12 Sydney clubs. And I don't know why they're part of Sydney, but Newcastle's not. So I don't know how you answer that one. Who wants to talk for the Gold Coast, but not the Titans, the other Gold Coast?
Just Captain Charger, like the greatest mascot in the history of rugby league, Gold Captain Charger.
I mean, what other club?
Back, I love that first Gold Coast Giants, the grey jersey,
grey and white. The grey and the black.
Ronnie Gibbs, their first signing. I loved that jersey. I had one.
That is my favourite non-Roosters jersey of any club ever, and I want one. And they haven't remade it yet, and it annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah. I've got one of them. I've actually got one in the collection, I'll have to post a photo for you. Or share it.
I'm jealous. Put it up on Twitter.
I'll put it in the group.
Yeah.
I've got a short sleeve jade green and purple Chargers one. But I got to say, like every... I know we make fun of those jerseys, but every jersey they ever did was at least a bit different and exciting, and something was happening. So... Yeah,
except the Gold Coast Seagulls one, that was horrible.
Yeah, I didn't mind it with the little red stripe. I think it was all right.
I saw the Gold Coast Chargers play the Sydney Roosters at Parramatta Stadium in the 1997 final series.
First game where Economides got them up, and they
It had to be a neutral ground. Yeah,
yes, the neutral ground of Parramatta Stadium.
Yes.
How much has rugby league come when in the 90s the stadiums of choice for competition finals was Leichhardt and Parramatta Stadium? They were the stadiums of choice.
Are we including the Gold Coast Gladiators in this as well?
All the Gold Coast right up to Wollongong, so the Gladiators included, because it's the same club, it's all the same thing. Ooh. So right up till they got rid of them in 98. See, I love the Gold Coast, and I also love Illawarra. This is really tough for me. I don't know which one to go for. Can I let you guys vote first, and then I'll see how it goes?
Yeah, I'll kick off. Oh, sorry. I'm going the Gold Coast. I've got a bit of a collection of a lot of their different kits, but they are, there's just something eclectic about them. Jeff Muller, when he led the Gladiators in. It's a city that really hasn't realised its league potential. I just love everything about the Gold Coast teams that have been there in the past, even though they haven't been successful. I'm going for them.
I'll
go for Illawarra on the basis of I think they got really screwed over in that merger. They didn't even get a stripe like North's got in the North Manly merger. But just on the basis of the league nursery that it is, I think they deserve to be there.
Yep.
I'm going to vote for Illawarra on the basis that they replace the merger of St George, Illawarra, and kick St George out completely. And okay, they play full time at that wonderful stadium down in Illawarra, which is one of the most beautiful places I've ever watched football at. I love that place. It's such a great stadium, wonderful town. Yeah, definitely Illawarra. The Gold Coast already got their team, but they can change their name back to the Seagulls if they want to and take those colours because they are much better.
Yeah, I don't like the colours that the Titans are using now. Okay, I think you swayed me, especially with the possibility of Kingston George out completely. So I feel like Illawarra is going to win this one. So.
Fellas, I'm still here. Come on.
We all know. No one likes St George.
Oh, there's a few of us.
All right, I've added them back.
Not
in,
even but... our fans like our club. That's no, the thing
no
about
one
Dragons.
Likes you guys. I don't think Doust likes you guys.
It's a club that wants to kill itself. It is a club that wants to just eat itself alive. So anyway, moving right along.
All right, so we've got through the first round. So we've got 8 left. We're going to spin the wheel again, and we're going to pick out another 2. And we don't need to kind of plead their case anymore. We can just do a bit of a why are we voting... Right. We can do a little bit of why we're voting for it, or just vote, be fine. So, first up, now this is about the point in the last one where someone who talked up Anthony Mundine and we basically got him right to the end. So let's see if someone could do that with someone here. So we've got Magpies, Western Suburbs, and they're going to come up against... So Battle of the West, Western Reds against Western Suburbs. I think Western Reds for me.
Me too. Western Reds for me.
All right.
Yeah.
Western Reds makes it national.
Okay, yep. Cool. All right, we'll just going to make another list there so I remember who got through. Okay, next one. We say sorry to Western Suburbs. We're not telling you don't deserve to be there, but... Western Reds is better. We've got North Sydney. After their bruising encounter with Newtown last time, let's see if we can get them someone a bit easier to defeat this time. Or are they going to go out? Oh, no, they're in big trouble. They're up against Cumberland, or Central Cumberland, as you would call them. Okay, what do you reckon?
Well, it takes me back because in the 70s, I hated the Bears because if they beat Newtown, we'd get the spoon, which is what happened here. But then when Newtown went out, I became a Bears fan. So it's the Bears for me.
Okay.
It's the Bears for me. And if you think about the opportunity of the Bears being the team that goes to Perth, that means that Perth get 2 chances of expansion. So it's either going to be the Reds or the Bears. So I'm going to vote for the Bears on that basis.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Bears for me.
Okay.
Bears.
Well, I'm voting for Cumberland just because they need to get a vote. So, I mean, come on, don't we want this super club that encompasses all of Sydney, basically? All right, next one. We have Adelaide Rams. And they're going to go up against...
That would be Illawarra.
It'll probably be Illawarra. Oh, no. No, it's going to be Glebe. Yep, it's Glebe. Okay, so Adelaide against Glebe.
What a contest.
I know.
Where would Glebe's home ground be?
Probably...
Wentworth Park.
Yeah, Wentworth Park. There you go. I just kick the homeless people out and they'll be all fine. Yeah,
and watch the dog races when it's finished.
That was quite good. We went and saw that I went with the RLD guys. We went and sat and watched the Roosters play. I don't know who it was. We just went to go see a game with Parker. That was really good to see. Although I can't believe anyone could watch football there. It was so bad. Such a bad ground. You're so far back that you can't see anything.
That's what I think that Henson Park's like. The hill, you're just so far away from the ground. The hill is so far back that it's really difficult to see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eighth wonder of the world, you're criticising me.
I love the beer. I think I love the beer in the chat, but
which one's the eighth wonder? Because our good mate Big T calls Leichhardt Oval the eighth wonder, doesn't he?
Leichhardt's officially the eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah, I was going to say. You might have to take a ninth wonder on Henson there. All right. I don't know if anyone else. Is anyone going to vote for Glebe?
No.
No. I can't. No. All right. So.
They can stay in the New South Wales Reserve comp.
Oh, hold on. So we went Western Reds, and then we went Norths, and then we went Adelaide. All right. So the last one is, I don't even spin the wheel. The last one is Illawarra against Annandale. That's going to be a tough one. All right. I think I'll vote for Illawarra this time.
Yep. Bring back Steel Man.
Exactly. Stanley Steeler. I think he might be the only mascot I've ever seen get ejected from a game for punching someone in an all-in brawl. So,
I get my vote for that.
Yeah.
We don't need another maroon and yellow team in the comp. Let's bring back Illawarra.
No. Okay, cool.
Barney Bear got ejected for abusing the ref.
Do better.
At least it wasn't Phil Gould sitting on the sideline telling him telling his players to leave the field. That's another one. If we probably won't do this one for a while, but we need to do is the funniest moments in rugby league, and we can all come up with one. That's probably another one for another day. But I think there's some really good ones, and we could even
when he called the players off that time, they were losing quite badly, and they refused to come off.
Yeah.
They had an argument on the sideline. The team went back on, and the Roosters actually won that game. It was a huge comeback.
Wow. He told that story, Gus Gould. He told that story on one of the recent podcasts he did. Yeah, I'd forgotten all about that. Yeah. It was Sean Garlick was your captain, I think, then. Yeah. And he was like, what? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The man that never votes in favour of a Roosters player at the tribunal. He's so red. And for someone who was a Roosters captain, that man is so red and green. It's disgusting.
But he makes good pies, so that's
awesome. A good pie. Yeah,
he can keep them. I wouldn't buy up and eat them.
All right, so we're down to the semi. So there's only four teams left. We've got the Western Reds, North Sydney Bears, Adelaide Rams, and Illawarra Steelers. We'll find out who the first two are, and we'll talk about them, and then we'll do the last two, and then we'll get our final. So almost done. Push our little button there. I mean, I must admit, I think these were the four I was kind of expecting. So. Maybe with Newtown rather than one of the others, but so we got the Adelaide Rams. This one's gonna whoever you pick is gonna be a tough one. So let's see what we can end up with against Illawarra.
Ooh,
that is an interesting one.
History, bit of history there. Adelaide Rams played Illawarra Steelers at Whyalla in the Battle of the Steel Cities in 1998. Whyalla is a mining town, BHP town, and it was one of the last games that Adelaide played in South Australia. The Steelers flogged them, but Steel Cities.
Yeah.
A little bit of history.
That's good.
Apart from that, sack Illawarra, Adelaide Rams for me.
I was surprised at that vote. I didn't realise Guy would vote for Adelaide. Okay.
Do you want any more than that? Or
No, that's fine. That's just a vote. Cool. That's all you need to do. Yeah.
National. That's where I'm going.
Fair enough. National.
Illawarra already have a team, and Adelaide absolutely deserve to have a team, and I am voting Adelaide.
Okay.
Well, I'll vote Illawarra just because.
Yeah.
Just to give them one.
But I'll vote them two because then it could be 3-2 and it looks like they actually got close, but they didn't know anything. Okay, so the next two, I don't need to spin this wheel anymore. It's going to be the Western Reds against the North Sydney Bears. So our dream of a Perth team is going to come down to which one we want. Do we want the Western Reds or do we the North Sydney Bears as the Western Bears or the Perth Bears?
Bring back the Bears. I'm going Bears.
Ooh. If it's the Bears as a Perth team, then it's the Bears for me because that, yeah.
I mean, I'm just throwing that on there. It doesn't mean it has to be that, but yeah, I think you can take this vote any way you like, and
yeah, the Bears can go anywhere, and one game at North Sydney Oval.
Yeah,
Western Reds.
11 games at North Sydney Oval and one at yeah. One at Subiaco.
Get rid of the Bears. Have enough of the Bears.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Western Reds. Go on.
No.
I was voting. The thing for me, the Western Reds, is talking about it was exciting when they came in 95, is that they were almost broke before they started with the deal that they had with the travel and that. And the Western Reds, I'm very pro-national. People know that. I don't need to keep beating that drum. But to me, it's almost like solving the riddle like Kramer and Newman trying to do the bottle run, trying to make the bottle run work with the money and crunching the numbers, because you've got to crunch the numbers with Western Reds. How can you make that profitable? That's always a conundrum I've got with the Western Reds, but I will go Western Reds because it is, yeah, again, a national expansion. They are seen fondly to many fans, and they didn't really get a good run in the top flight. So I'm going Reds.
Well, I think that's true. Oh, go on.
I don't know why they didn't do what, and sorry to any one who hates rugby union here, but do what they used to do in the Super Rugby when South Africa was there, and a team would fly over and play 3 or 4 games in South Africa. So not that a team's going to play the Western Reds 5 times in Perth, but I don't know why the Perth team doesn't come over and play 3 games in Sydney and then take it back and just, you know, so the travel isn't every week. Isn't as expensive, I suppose. They play 3 home games in a row or something like that.
Yeah, look, I just want to make a little bit of an observation here that I don't think in my podcast I've ever had The Simpsons and Seinfeld both referenced in the one episode. So I'm very proud of that. But yeah, that is the thing that killed them, the flight. So look, there's ways around that. And there's nowadays flights, I mean, maybe not nowadays, but you know, before COVID, flights were fairly cheap, so it can't be that hard to work it out. And the thing is that the Western Reds at the time, it's all part-time players, and you know, it would have been really hard to, you know, to kind of organize everything like that. It's a bit like in the English Super League when, you know, part-time teams have got to go into Cornwall or something and they all complain about it. But you know, like, it, the difference is that Western Reds went, well, we'll do anything we can to get in the comp, we'll even pay for everyone to come over. So if they can remove that, then I think that makes a huge difference to them. And they, if they hadn't have come up with that deal, I think they might have survived. So that's, I had to go Reds. I realistically think that, you know, North Sydney playing out of Perth is also a great idea, but we could just merge them together. Let's just make them Red Bears.
Yeah.
Well, Russians.
Yeah, we'll make them communists. They'll be the Red Bears. All right. Okay. Western Reds is through. So, this is the battle that some people would have predicted from the start, but maybe not. So, I'm just gonna get PVL on the speed dial here, and we're gonna make a decision between whether it's gonna be the Western Reds or it's gonna be the Adelaide Rams. Do we want to, maybe because we're doing the last one? I mean, Guy's already kind of made his case for Adelaide, but do you want any more kind of closing comments to try and sway us to Adelaide's point of view?
Look, in all seriousness, both I think are optimum locations for expansion, and if we eventually get to 20, I'd like to see both teams in. I'll make that clear. To me, a lot of people gravitate towards Perth, I think, because when they were in the comp, they were seen as a positive expansion. It was very happy times, and Adelaide was born out of the Super League war, and it was all sort of swamped in other news then, so people overlook Adelaide a lot. If you look geography-wise, Adelaide is far closer to all the current NRL teams than Perth. So that not only adds cost to teams and to travel, it's also travel time for teams to go over there and back. So we all talk about 5-day turnarounds, 6-day turnarounds. I think Adelaide's got far more upside in that regard. In terms of juniors, Perth does have a strong junior base over there that they've grown far more than they have over here in Adelaide. But with investment in both sides, you can grow the juniors in both Adelaide and Perth. You can't change the geography, but you can change the development of your competition if you invest in it. And I feel strongly that investment in both states and both cities could grow a truly national competition. I think for financial purposes, for travel times, and for the overall opportunity to grow a national competition incrementally, that Adelaide would be a far wiser choice as the first step. Make that work, and then we can go to Perth after. There's Adelaide for you.
That's a very good argument. Okay, well, I don't think we've got anyone to advocate for the Western Reds, but
I'll put something forward for the Western Reds.
Sure.
I've been to Perth 3 times. Each time I've been there, I have seen plenty of rugby league merchandise in sporting stores. I went to the Cottesloe pub one Sunday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon football, rugby league was being played on the TV there, on one of the TV screens there. I think there was a genuine, like the league in Perth, the juniors there. I think it's got already a little bit established. So I think the Perth people would embrace the Western Reds again.
Yeah, look, I agree. I very much agree, and I agree with what you were saying as well, guys. They're both good locations. So, okay. Well, I know what you're going to vote for, guys. So you're going to vote Adelaide. John, are you going to
Yeah,
go
sticking
Reds?
with Western Reds. Yep.
Richard, you're going to go which way?
I'm going to throw a spanner in the works. I'm looking at the Note Rugby League table here, and there's 17 teams. 17 to me seems like a really strange number because we have a bye. So I actually think that we relocate the Rabbitohs because they're bottom of the ladder to Perth, and then add in the Adelaide team. So we have a team in Perth, we have a team in Adelaide. Everyone's a winner, and we have an even number of teams in the comp, and it frees up that inner city for West Tigers to take over as the inner city team.
Or Glebe
So
to come
no,
back, either way.
look, I think we've got it solved.
Okay,
I'm going to
so
vote. I'm hard. I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote Adelaide.
okay, all right,
I've got family there, and I'm going to watch games if they play.
fair enough. So we had John. Jay.
Well, just to throw the big spanner in the works, I'm going to go Adelaide as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Oh.
I feel like guys got to all of you somehow.
Wow.
I don't know how
Yeah.
he did it, but he did
Guys,
it.
you redeemed yourselves after backstabbing me on St. George. No, not backstabbing at all. But
Hey, we
no,
got Illawarra through for a bit. That was a fine. That was at least something.
Yeah.
All right, so that means that my vote does not count. So I'm gonna say stuff yous all, and I'm voting for Cumberland. All right, so it looks like Adelaide is going to be our winner. So I'm gonna get Andrew Abdo on the phone now. We're gonna pitch Adelaide, and we're gonna say, look, four guys on a podcast said Adelaide. Sorry, five guys on a podcast said Adelaide. So you got to do it.
The Adelaide Abdos.
I know. Look, he'll listen. I've got a direct line here. I'll have him. I should have had him listening in. He probably could have been the sixth vote just to throw it out. But yeah, look, great. I had a lot of fun chatting about these old clubs, and you know what, I kind of feel sad for every one of them because every one of them got a raw deal somewhere along the line. Every one of them, you know, had fans, had people watching them, had people wanting them to continue, and that didn't happen. And you know, like I. Anytime a club is gone, it's sad. So,
except the university.
look, I'm sure there was someone who watched the kids, like the university boys playing and going, you know, I really want to see them play next season, and they didn't get to do it. So, probably less so. I feel like there's a few clubs that are a little bit less missed than the others, and that's probably why they went out earlier. But yeah, look at Adelaide Rams are our winner. Congratulations. Woo! I don't know, I've got any fireworks or anything, so. That's right. I was not okay. Let me just say that I was not expecting Adelaide to win, although I knew Guy would be here. I thought that the voice of everyone else would just drown him out. But he once again, you did it because you were the one who did Mundine last time, weren't you, too, Guy? That
I
basically
did.
convinced us on Mundine.
I did talk him, in a certain light, and it got him through the final. It didn't get him the chocolate, though, because I think was it Tim Dwyer won
Yes, yes.
That
well, he got
particular
into the
contest,
final, but
but
no one thought he would get there. So, have you considered a political career?
My best mate is a politician. I was actually going to say that I saw and met Andrew Addo at the Bulldogs game or a Bulldogs game, Tigers game last year, and he's a man who doesn't sweat. It was like 40 degrees at the Belmore Oval, and I'm sweating like a, well, I won't say on air, but I was sweating away, and I met him, and he's in a suit jacket, that, and just the man does not sweat. There's just something untoward about that, like Westworld or something. I don't know.
It sounds like an alternate name for the Phantom, the man who doesn't sweat. I like that one.
Well, there you go. A little bit of a side note, I know, but
That's very good.
Bring back my Rams. Thanks. Yeah, it was great fun, boys. Great fun.
Oh,
and
lots of
very
fun, guys.
Nostalgic. Yeah.
Thank you very much to everyone, and thanks to everyone who listens along. And I think we'll leave it there with Adelaide coming out victors in this one. And like I said, let's reconvene in a few months' time, and we'll do another one of these because they're lots of fun just to talk about rugby league things through the sphere of competition.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, David.